Ever watched a brilliant leader make an astonishingly bad decision and wondered how it happened? Even the smartest executives consistently fall into predictable decision traps. These aren't failures of intelligence or character, they're systematic cognitive biases that affect us all. Despite warnings, executives repeatedly make identical mistakes. Overpaying for acquisitions, creating wildly optimistic budgets, ignoring disruption signals, and doubling down on failing ventures. The puzzle is that these bad decisions come from extremely successful individuals with good advice and proper incentives. The solution lies in behavioral science. We make systematic, predictable mistakes called cognitive biases. While unconscious bias training has become popular for addressing discrimination, it rarely tackles how our own biases affect strategic decisions. Overcoming these biases requires three fundamental ideas. First, our biases create predictable patterns of strategic error. Second, individuals cannot overcome their own biases, but organizations can compensate through collaboration and process. Third, organizations don't naturally overcome biases, they often amplify them. Leaders must become decision architects who deliberately design processes to counteract these predictable errors. We instinctively create coherent narratives from isolated facts rather than considering their insignificance. A sales executive might hear one mention of aggressive competitor pricing, notice a few salespeople leaving and client concerns, then rush to cut prices without examining broader market data or trends. This storytelling trap has snared even sophisticated players like Goldman Sachs with Terra Alliance and Elf Aquitaine with oil-sniffing airplane technology. Intelligence provides little immunity. Studies show smart people routinely exhibit my side bias when interpreting facts. The champion bias makes us especially vulnerable when we trust messengers over messages, as when JCPenney hired Apple's Ron Johnson. His retail visionary reputation overshadowed critical analysis, leading to devastating results. 25% sales drop, 1 billion losses, and his departure after 17 months. While many executives claim to rely purely on data, we unconsciously create narratives to interpret information. Even scientists face this challenge, evidenced by the replication crisis, where researchers' subtle choices unconsciously bias results toward desired outcomes. Why do we attribute Apple's success solely to Steve Jobs? Our minds create heroic narratives that oversimplify complex realities, a fact proven by Apple's continued success after Jobs' death. When Ron Johnson was praised as the genius behind Apple stores, this ignored crucial context. The store's success aligned with three revolutionary product launches. Customers lined up for products, not store design. This attribution error, crediting individuals rather than circumstances, is pervasive. The halo effect leads us to let positive impressions color all judgments. We even evaluate leaders based on height and appearance. When trying to imitate business geniuses like Jobs, we assume we can replicate their exceptional qualities. Our drive to emulate geniuses stems from overconfidence and survivorship bias. By studying only successes while ignoring countless failures, we create a distorted view of success. Warren Buffett demonstrates this wisdom. Despite thousands studying his methods, he advises average investors to simply buy index funds. In 1994, Quaker Oats CEO William Smithberg made an intuitive decision to acquire Snapple for $1.7 billion. Despite his previous success with Gatorade, the deal became a disaster that led to his departure and Quaker's eventual acquisition by PepsiCo. Research shows two views on intuition. Gary Klein found professionals making effective snap decisions, while Kahneman and Tversky uncovered systematic biases. They agreed that intuition works only under specific conditions, environments with consistent patterns, and opportunities for repeated practice with clear feedback. Intuition serves firefighters and emergency nurses well because their feedback is immediate. However, it fails psychiatrists, judges, and investors who work with delayed, ambiguous feedback. In political and economic forecasting, expert predictions often perform worse than random guesses. Strategic decisions particularly resist intuitive expertise. Executives rarely face similar situations, and outcomes are hard to link to specific choices. Yet, despite these being conditions where expert intuition cannot develop, many leaders still rely on gut feelings for strategic decisions. When Netflix offered to sell 49% of their company to Blockbuster for $50 million in the early 2000s, Blockbuster dismissed them, believing they could easily replicate the model. By 2020, Netflix was worth $150 billion with 167 million subscribers, while Blockbuster had gone bankrupt in 2010. Our tendency to overestimate ourselves is pervasive. 88% of Americans believe they're above average drivers. We're consistently overconfident about future outcomes, with economic forecasts skewing optimistic and the planning fallacy causing us to underestimate project needs. The Sydney Opera House is a prime example, costing $102 million and taking 16 years versus the planned $7 million. We also suffer from over-precision, making predictions with excessive certainty. Most business plans ignore that competitors will actively defend their market share, treating competition as static rather than dynamic. Yet optimism serves a purpose. While excessive realism can paralyze, optimism drives action. The key is distinguishing between controllable factors, where optimism is productive, and uncontrollable ones, where it becomes self-deception. Organizations often balance ambition with realism to maintain momentum while managing risk. A McKinsey study of 1,600 American corporations found a 92% correlation in business unit capital allocation between years, revealing a stark disconnect between strategic priorities and resource deployment. Despite championing agility, companies maintain static resource allocation. High reallocators outperformed conservative peers by 30% in shareholder returns over 15 years, with lower bankruptcy rates. This inertia stems from anchoring bias, our tendency to insufficiently adjust from existing reference points. Budgets built on previous figures make breaking historical patterns difficult. Organizations often compound this by escalating commitment to failing initiatives, as seen in GM Saturn division, which consumed $15 billion over 20 years before receiving another $3 billion prior to closure. In technological disruption, incumbents like Polaroid must choose between cannibalizing their profitable core business with new technology or risking obsolescence. A decision that seems clear in retrospect, but challenges leaders with timing and profitability concerns. Is a good decision maker simply one who makes good decisions? Examples like Paul the Psychic Octopus's World Cup predictions and Bill Miller's market beating streak show how we wrongly focus on outcomes while ignoring luck, risk, and implementation quality. Statistical evidence, not isolated examples, reveals the true value of structured decision-making. A 2010 study of 1,048 investment decisions found that how factors, collaboration and process quality, explain 53% of returns variance, while analytical quality explained only 8%. For controllable factors, process is 6 times more important than analysis. Most organizations invest heavily in analytical work, but spend little time on the decision-making process itself. 4 key practices matter most: discussing risks and uncertainties, encouraging dissent from senior leaders, seeking contradictory information, and using predefined approval criteria. While some leaders resist process as bureaucratic, effective collaboration isn't about consensus, it's about ensuring diverse viewpoints are heard. Think of yourself as a decision architect, designing conditions for better judgment. By addressing cognitive biases through process design, we can significantly improve our most important decisions.